You're connected to NPR's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. When fans of singer Fiona Apple heard rumors that Sony Records might shelve her new CD, they bombarded the company with hundreds of foam apples. You see, early versions of Fiona's new songs were showing up on the internet, and fans loved what they heard. Some of those tunes were collaborations with producer John Bryan. Bryan's sonic fingerprints can be heard all over songs by Rufus Wainwright, Amy Mann, and of course, Fiona Apple. But Sony wasn't happy with the new material, and Fiona wondered if she could do better. So she went back to work with bassist and new producer Mike Elizondo. The result is a fantastically wonderful and quirky CD called Extraordinary Machine, and this song about songwriting and the hit-making industry is called Please, Please, Please. Fiona Apple, the song is called Please, 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 and the CD is called Extraordinary Machine. You can hear the story of putting together Extraordinary Machine on our website, npr.org/music. The music of Fiona Apple was part of the inspiration for Betty Levette's new CD. Levette has been singing soulful tunes for more than four decades, and if you haven't heard of her, chalk it up to what Levette calls her buzzard luck. For example, Atlantic shelved a record she made called Child of the 70s, a recording made in the 1970s at the Muscle Shoals Studios with the Memphis Horns. And if you don't know any of those names, think about Aretha Franklin or Otis Redding. And those are the sounds that LaVette was working with. For 30 years, those tapes sat in a vault until a soul music collector in France licensed the recordings from Atlantic. All of this got the attention of Andy Coughlin and his record label Anti. The end result is a CD called I've Got My Own Hell to Raise. The collection of 10 cover tunes by some of the best female songwriters around gets its name from a line in the 1996 Fiona Apple hit called Sleep to Dream, a song Betty LaVette also covers on this album.
Well, I told you how I feel, but you don't care. I say, tell me the truth, but you don't dare. Say, love is a hill that you cannot bear. I say, give me mine back and take your ass on there. For all I care, I've got my feet on the ground and I don't sleep to dream. You've got your head in the clouds and you ain't all what you seem. This mind, this body, this voice cannot be stifled by your deviant ways. So don't you come here with that. I got my own hell to raise. I've never been so insulted in all of my life. I'd have to swallow up the sea to wash down the pride. You run like a fool just to be at my side. Now you're running like another fool, you're running to hide. And I just can't go back. I've got my feet on the ground and I don't go to sleep to dream. You got your head in the clouds and you ain't all what you seem. This mind, this voice, this body cannot be stifled by your deviant ways. So don't you come here with that. I've got my own hell to raise. Explain, don't even show your face, cause it's a crying shame. Just go back to the rock from under which you came and take your sorrow and everything else you claim. And don't forget the blame. I got my feet on the ground and I do not sleep to dream. You got your head in the clouds and you ain't heard what you seen. This voice, this mind, this body can't be stifled by your deviant ways. I've got my own hell to raise. Don't even try it. Don't you come here with that.
Betty LaVette, produced by Joe Henry. The song from a new CD is called Sleep to Dream. Other tunes on the CD are by Roseanne Cash, Amy Mann, Lucinda Williams, and Sinead O'Connor. Sinead O'Connor herself has a new CD of cover tunes out. It's a CD of reggae songs with legends of Jamaican rhythm, Sly Dunbar, and Robbie Shakespeare. The drums and bass are the backbone of this new CD called Throw Down Your Arms, and it's a chance for Sinead O'Connor to share her affection for the Rastafarian culture. This song, made famous by Bob Marley and the Wailers, is called War.
Thank you. and abandon. Everywhere war is war. War. But until there's no longer first class and second class citizens of any nation. That until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance than the color of his eyes. I got to say why. That until the basic human rights are equally guaranteed to all without regard to race. And me say why.
Sinead O'Connor with Sly and Robbie from a song made famous by Bob Marley from the Wailers' Rastaman Vibration LP. The lyrics were taken from a speech given by the Ethiopian Emperor Haile Selassie, a speech he gave to the United Nations condemning racism. Selassie, of course, is known as the King of Kings to the Rastas, and the name Rastafarian comes from Selassie's pre-coronation name, which was Ras Tafari. You're connected to NPR's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. It takes a lot to excite some listeners, and I think that's most often true with new self-starting bands. And they're often jaded, hard-to-impress audience. So when a young band excites fans enough to spread the word, then it's usually worth a listen. My first introduction to Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah was an email from an All Songs Considered fan. Now it's my turn to tell you about a fresh, fun group based mostly in New York and partly in Philly. They've been mailing their CDs to record stores themselves, a CD they recorded in Providence, Rhode Island, on their own record label. This song from Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah is called The Skin of My Yellow Country Teeth. Clap your hands, say yeah. A song from their debut CD is called The Skin of My Yellow Country Teeth. And if you know a band that you want to share with the world, write to us, allsongs@npr.org. While some musicians get together, form a band, and find instant notoriety, it's safe to say fame usually takes time. For Elbow, a band from Manchester, it's taken almost 15 years, and they've only just released their third album. The CD's called Leaders of the Free World, and opens with a powerful homage to home. In this case, singer Guy Garvey hops off a train after being away on tour and writes this love letter to Manchester. It's called Station Approach. Elbow, One of the many great songs from new CD called Leaders of the Free World. You'd think being in a band as well-known in independent rock circles as Superchunk wouldn't afford time for other outlets. For the past 13 years, in addition to Superchunk, Mac McCaughan has been recording small projects under the moniker Portastatic. The name Portastatic comes from the four-track Porta studio he's recorded on, and static refers to the sometimes low-fidelity sound. Portastatic has a full-length CD out now. This one's recorded in a proper studio called Tiny Telephone out in San Francisco. The CD's called Bright Ideas, and this is the title track.
Every step I take is part of my path, but none of my jokes make me laugh. Sometimes you wanna put the past in the past, but every generation gets a bit in the ass. Every step I take is part of my path, but none of my jokes ever make me laugh. Sometimes you wanna put the past in the past, but every generation gets a bit in the ass.
Portastatic's Mac McCaughan singing and playing guitar. His brother Matt's on the drums along with Superchunk bassist Jim Wilbur. The CD's called Bright Ideas. It may seem odd at first, an entire CD of cover songs by Modest Mouse. But Mark Kozelek has a history of turning songs by Kiss, The Cars, Yes, and AC/DC into introspective ballads. Kozelek these days records under the Sunkill Moon moniker. He used to record with the Red House Painters. This track from the new CD is called Neverending Math Equation.
I'm the same as I was when I was 6 years old. No, my God, I feel so old. I don't really feel anything. On the plane, I can see the tiny lights below. And no, my God, they look so alone. I don't really feel anything. Oh, my God, I gotta move on. Where do you move? Where are you moving from? Works on a math equation and never, ever, 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 ever. God, I feel so old. I don't really feel anything. On a plane, I can see the tiny lights below. And oh my God, they look so alone. I don't really feel anything. Oh my God, I gotta move on. Where do you move? Where are you moving from? On a math equation and never, ever, ever even infinite spirals out of creation. On the tip of its tongue is its tongue. We ain't sure where you stand. You ain't machines and you ain't land. The plants and the animals, they are land. The plants and the animals eat each other. Oh my God, no, my cat told my dad what I need. Well, I know what I have and want, but I don't know what I need. And he said, where we're going, I'm there.
Sunkill Moon, from a CD that covers songs by Seattle's Modest Mouse. There's more from Sunkill Moon in our archives, and you can find that link on the All Songs Considered homepage. For the past 20 years, Mitchell Froom has produced CDs by East LA's Los Lobos, The Quiet Folk of Suzanne Vega, British folk legend Richard Thompson, The Crafty Pop of Crowded House, and I could go on dropping names, but suffice it to say that nothing prepared me for the sound and songs on his new CD, 1,000 Days. All the studio techniques and pop wizardry are gone. Mitchell Froom sits down at the piano and performs 14 contemplative original tunes, each not too dissimilar from another. If you need something to slow you down and give you pause, take a listen to this song called Whisperland. Mitchell Froom, the CD's called A Thousand Days, and that tune's called Whisperland. The story of Genesis is the story of evolution. The progressive rock band formed in 1967 at Charterhouse, one of England's oldest private schools. In the beginning, there was Peter Gabriel singing, Mike Rutherford playing bass, and Tony Banks on keyboards. 4 years later, Phil Collins would join the band. He'd play drums. Genesis is the story of a band that you could both love and hate. You see, Peter Gabriel was seen by many progressive rock fans as a genius and a crazed performance artist. When he left the group in 1975, it ended a love affair many fans had for the band. When the 1976 LP Trick of the Tail came out, I remember scratching my head. The vocalist, in many ways, sounded an awful lot like Peter Gabriel. It was, in fact, drummer Phil Collins. This is where you can get into screaming battles with Genesis fanatics. Let's just say the band continued into the 90s, Phil Collins eventually finding his stardom as a solo artist. The love-hate that surrounds the Genesis of old and the Genesis of late is documented on three CDs called the Platinum Collection. As a dedicated old-school Genesis fan, I'll play what I consider their latter-day masterpiece from one of rock's most remarkable LPs called The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway. This is Peter Gabriel on the vocals. The song is called The Carpet Crawlers.
There is lamb's wool under my naked feet. The wool is soft and warm, gives off some kind of heat. A salamander scurries into flame to be destroyed. Imaginary creatures are trapped in birth on celluloid. The fleas cling to the golden fleece, hoping they'll find peace. Each thought and gesture a chord in celluloid. There's no hiding in memory, there's no room to cover the floor in the red ochre corridor. On my second sight of people, they more lifeblood than before.
Genesis, with the tune The Carpet Crawlers, a song from the double LP, some would say rock opera, The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway. About the time Genesis were forming in 1967, Cream were at the peak of their creative career, though that would only last another year. To think of Cream these days may be to think of Eric Clapton's old band, but back then they were a trio of talent. It would be impossible to think of the band with any other drummer than Ginger Baker. His building drum rolls and thunder was another of the band's signatures, but so was the voice of Jack Bruce. Bruce's plaintive vocals on the song We're Going Wrong carries the song and keeps what was the premier jam band of the 1960s from meandering. Well, Cream, like so many other bands from the past, are together for a tour. Jack Bruce's voice is a bit raspy, his bass is solid. Eric Clapton sounds great on guitar, and it's wonderful to hear Ginger Baker's drums recorded in a way some of the older techniques of the band's heyday missed. From the Royal Albert Hall concert recorded in May of 2005, this is Cream with the song We're Going Wrong. I'm Bob Boylan, along with producer Robin Hilton, our interns Mike Katziff, the engineers Bill Deputy. Our live concert series from the 930 Club this month includes My Morning Jacket, Sunvolt, and Death Cab for Cutie. Check our website for concert detail. It's NPR's All Songs Considered.
Jack Bruce and Ginger Baker. And Eric Clapton.